poetry, I feel, is a tyrannical discipline. You've got to go so far, so fast, in such a small space. You've got to burn away all the peripherals. Sylvia Plath.
Hiromi Yoshida's work has been included in the Inverse Poetry Archive and nominated for the Pushcart Prize, Best of the Net, the Wilder Poetry Book Prize, the New Women's Voices Poetry Prize, and the Gerald Cable Book Award. Her poetry chapbooks are Icarus Burning, Epicanthus, and Icarus Redux. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Hiromi, what poems have you brought for us today?
Say Her Asian Name. Since her arrival in the United States of America, her Chinese name, whatever it had been, blurred away. A smudged sequence of ink-brushed ideographs, signifying sounds butchered by tripping, anglicizing tongues, lopped into bite-sized ching-chong onomatopoeia, off-key sing-song syllables, two Zen hands clapping. She was the Atlanta gunman's pathological symptom, his sin, massage parlor whore, orientalized desire victim, paper china doll tucked away into stale fortune cookies, incinerated after the spark of candlelight vigils in March 2021, ignited Stop Asian Hate hashtags, and her papery edges caught fire. The Asian American dream gunned down. No mountains of gold, Chinatowns oozing away, eliding glossy tourist pamphlets, sticky with chop suey fingerprints. Even now she has no real Chinese name. Maxine Hong Kingston's no-name woman. A spectral signifier rising from phoenix ash. So say her Asian name, her no-name woman's name. Xiaojie Emily Tan. Xiaojie, a Mandarin prefix and slang for prostitute. Emily, a whitewashing parenthetical afterthought. She is the ideograph slipping away toward the lexicography of new hashtags. That smudgy, marginal gloss. Drop of coagulated vigil candle wax. Paper money burning for the unappeasable gods. Squatting on gold mountains.
Icarus Obverse. If Icarus were minted on a greening penny, its obverse would be a flipped bird. Icarus sprouting fragile wings from sloping shoulder blades, shivering beneath the sun's hot scrutiny. Icarus giving the finger to his father and to the sun god Helios. Icarus was that finger, stroking the raggedy edge of the Aegean sea waves, planting accolades in unlikely places. The other side of the flipped coin is always greener than the coppery obverse. Icarus burning.
You've been listening to the poems of Hiromi Yoshida on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.